If you can't come, if you can't come, Lord, send one angel down.
These lines are from a song that originated in slavery, a calling song to bring down angelic relief and help. Send One Angel Down is the title of a gripping novel written about slave life on a southern plantation. It's the second book on the subject by Ontario-born writer Virginia Frances Schwartz. Schwartz read accounts of ex-slaves who were interviewed by the Federal Writers Project in the 1930s. And in all that horror, there was an account about a young girl whose life turned around in one miraculous moment. That story stayed with Schwartz, even as she worked away on other writing.
And this is about a slave, Eliza, a true story. It's a very short passage. It's probably about 7 lines. These 7 lines haunted me and went right through me. I copied them out in my writer's notebook. And I had them for about 5 years. And every once in a while, I would read through my writer's notebook and come across that passage. And every time I read it, it went right through me like an arrow through my heart. From the very beginning, it affected me that way. After I read it a year later, it affected me that way. So I thought, I've got to write about this.
Where Schwartz had written her other book, If I Just Had Two Wings, for older elementary children, she knew this story about Eliza would have to be for junior and senior high readers. The subject matter demanded it because the short slave account about Eliza was unsettling. It was about a girl who was born to a mother in a breeding cabin. Schwartz's research took her into the gruesome realities of life for slave women, whose job it was to have babies.
It's discussed how the slave trade had ended in Africa, and that's why there was this focus on the breeding cabins. A breeder would have maybe given birth to 12 children really fast, one after the other. And the nature of how slaves were bred it's a shameful thing and an embarrassing thing to many people, and it was a well-kept secret.
Schwartz comes up with a gentle and caring way to introduce readers to this whole disturbing scenario. She lets us meet Eliza at birth in the breeding cabin, and we are told of this account and her whole life story by someone who cares and watches out for her, her cousin Abram. Young Abram works in the cabin, doing all the many tasks set out for him by the cabin granny, who's in charge.
Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, little baby, all them horses and that lot.
Come here, Abram. You hear those two crows? My Aunt Charity invited me inside. They announce good luck is coming out of all of our troubles. Here she is. Go ahead, boy, my aunt smiled. Touch her. When I petted the top of Eliza's head, her eyes popped open, big and blue as the sky. Granny tapped one foot down hard, her hands on her hips, staring out the window toward the big house. Master's her father, Granny muttered. Master Turner, owner of us all.
Go to sleep, little baby.
Abram observes the master as he stares at the slaves. His eyes were lank, like he didn't see anything but field and sky. Schwartz says using Abram's voice as the narrator allowed her distance from Eliza to tell the horrible realities of life on the plantations. There are heart-wrenching scenes where young babies are ripped from their mother's arms at night in the cabins, at any time when the master thinks they're ready to sell on the auction block. The tales are dramatic, and each chapter in the book has the title of a slave song around which the action revolves. As Schwartz did her research, she realized these songs should be everywhere in the action.
Some songs are sorrow songs, and some are glory songs. And some songs, like Granny's butter song, are spell songs to chase the devil away. But I never heard a song like this one. If you can't come, if you can't come, Lord, send one angel down. Send him on a rainbow. Send him in a glory. Send him in a hurry, Lord, if you can't come. This was a calling song, calling an angel down, because we can't do any more. We closed our eyes and let the believing fly back into us.
Send One Angel Down has just won the Parents' Choice Gold Award for Young Adult Books. It's a stunning and disturbing read, uncompromising with the facts and respectful of the deep anguish of the situation. These women in the breeding cabin were there to stay until their usefulness ran out. Their children were workforce and money for the master. There is one exception, and this is the fate of Eliza, the true and miraculous fact that Schwartz found in the slave accounts. Historically, we know that Eliza's change of fate signals the beginning of things to come for other slaves at the end of the Civil War. But here in the story, it is the one bright moment that shines through the misery. I'm Ann Spencer.